أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us the attributes of the true believers, the mu'minun. There were up to 6 different attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they had possessed. In the next ayah, ayah number 12 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us of the stages in which man was created. Briefly, elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described to us the development and the different stages that the fetus goes through in order for it to reach full development within the womb of the mother. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained and informs us of those 7 stages in more detail. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Indeed, we created the humankind. مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created him from an extract from clay. Allah says sulala. Sulala is an extract. And teen means wet sand, which we can translate as clay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from clay, there were minerals that were extracted from that clay, which is the sulala, the extraction, or the substance that was extracted from the clay, and from it did we create insan. Now there are 2 interpretations over here. One is referring to the initial creation of insan, and that was Adam alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam, his creation and the material that was used for his creation was the extract of wet clay. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is that the food that we eat, the vegetation that we eat, which comes from the ground and which comes from earth, that goes into the body and is transformed into a drop of sperm, which then is transferred into the womb, and from there we have the development. So these are 2 separate interpretations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said initially, or the first stage, was an extract from clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we made it, that extract, that tulala, we made it into a nutfa. A nutfa is a drop of sperm, a sperm drop. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that tiny drop was placed fi qararin makin. Qararin makin is a very stable, a very secure resting place, which is the womb. So it was then transferred. So from earth into a drop of sperm, and that drop of sperm is now transferred into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a very secure, safe resting place, referring to the womb of the mother. What happens next? So that's stage 1, stage 2. Stage number 3, Allah says, ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. The next stage is alaqa. What is alaqa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we then transformed and we created that nutfa into an alaqa. Alaqa means a clinging clot. A clinging clot. Why is it referred to as a clinging clot? Because at that stage, the clot, or that piece of substance, it clings onto the womb, or the walls of the womb. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as an alaqa, a clinging clot. Allah Azza wa Jal says, ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. After alaqa, which is stage number 3, Allah speaks of the 4th stage. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. Allah says, then the alaqa, the clot, it is then changed, transformed, created into a mudgha. Mudgha refers to a piece of flesh, a lump of flesh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as mudgha. And mudgha actually refers to a piece of flesh in which someone has bitten, and the traces of the teeth are left on it. That is referred to mudghah, a piece of flesh in which a bite was taken and the traces of the teeth are left in the piece of flesh. And when you study that stage of development, you will find that the fetus, it resembles such a piece of flesh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accurately described it as mudghah. So that is the fourth stage, mudghatan. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then the mudghah, from the mudghah we created bone. So that was the next stage where the bone came into existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed bones to be formed from that mudghah, from that lump or the chunk or the piece of flesh. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Then comes the flesh. Allah says, after the bones were developed, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. And then we covered up and we clothed the bones with flesh. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we developed him into a completely different creature. From where to where? From an extract from soil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then comes the final stage, stage number 7, where we had now bring forth and we develop him into a perfect, different creature altogether. This is the stage when the ruh is blown into that fetus child. And the ruh is transferred from alamul arwah, that ruh is chosen, it's selected, the soul, and it is planted, and it is blown into that fetus. Fatabarakallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how blessed is Allah, glorious is Allah, ahsanul khaliqeen, the best of creators, the best of creators, the most perfect of all creators. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, from where it came, and look at what it was developed into. Allah says, فَتَبَارَكَ ahsanul khaliqeen, glorious is Allah, the best of all creators. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then after all of this, it doesn't end here. After you have been developed and created into a human being, into this creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, after all of that, إِنَّكُمْ لَمَيِّتُونَ. You will all die. You will all taste death. And you will once again be reduced to nothing. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَكُمْ. It doesn't end there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then on the day of Qiyamah, all of you will be recreated, and once again you will all be resurrected from your grave and stand up in a new form as new creatures from the very same substance that you were initially created from, and that is from the soil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam from. May Allah grant you wisdom.